to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Illusion of Difference. I'm Elondis Lake, and I'm your host today, right now. Today we're going to be talking about fathers. In honor of Father's Day, but also because I had a great father, and Father's Day reminds me of him, and I miss him every day, and he taught me a lot, and I started thinking maybe a couple of weeks now, maybe a month, that he taught me a lot. And I'm going to out myself as a butch lesbian. And he was right there with me teaching me this particular show, which is titled, Hey, I Tied My First Tie. That's what he taught me, how to tie a tie. And I'm going to talk about that today. Because it was, oh, man, I used to go in and go in his closet and get his suits and shoes and ties and shirt and put it on like you would play dress up. Only I was dressing up with my father's clothes when he was at work. and my siblings would, one would dress up like our mother and the other one, me. Would use my father's clothes. And I always got stuck because I didn't know how he tied his tie. I didn't know how he made that knot right under his neck. And it was so cool to me, I thought. And I kept asking him off and on, can you teach me how to do that? And he said, I don't have time right now, darling. I have to go to work, or I have to go to this meeting, or I have to, you know, I'm tired. And I would try to do it myself and try to do it myself and watch him. And he would, you know, he would do it so I can see, but that wasn't enough. And I needed to get my hands on it and everything. And I would go in after school and get a shirt and put a tie around because I knew how to do that. But getting that knot, I didn't know, it was too quick. So one time, I guess my father he probably got tired of me asking him or trying to, you know, taking his ties down off the tie rack and trying to tie it and, you know, making a mess in his closet. He finally said, darling, come here. He called me darling. And he said, you want to learn how to tie a tie? And I said, yeah. Why? I said, because I want to wear one. And he was, he looked at me like I was, you know, well, he couldn't think of a reason why not. So he said, all right, I'll show you. I'll show you how to tie a tie. So he pulled my collar up, straight up. I'm going to tell you how he taught me. Straight up, the shirt, the collar to the shirt, and put the tie around my neck, and then put the collar down neatly and tied my tie. And I was looking at it upside down. And but I did get to see a couple of more steps that I didn't get to see just looking straight on. So I kept doing it. He said, now he had to go. And he said, you can have this tie. You can practice with it. But leave my shirts alone, please. Yeah, just send them to the laundry, and that costs money. So it got to where I would go into is the shirts that were in dirty clothes because they weren't dirty, and I would use one of those. So time went on, and I was still trying to get my tie tied, and my mother kept asking me, why are you going in our bedroom, and what are you doing in the closet? I guess I was acting a little on the strange side. I don't know. But she said, well, why are you in the closet? And I said, I'm trying to figure out how to tie this tie. And I was a young kid, a little kid. I maybe might have been in second grade, third grade. And usually I would be bugging her about going outside and running around with my friends. And a lot of times I would be in his closet, which is metaphorically is quite interesting now that I think about it, trying to figure out how to tie a tie so I could wear one. Finally, my mother, between my mother and my father, I think he said, you know, can you help me with this? Do you know how to tie a tie? And believe it or not, my mother did. She knew how to tie a tie because I didn't even think to ask her because she didn't wear ties. And in my kid head, you know, why would she know how to tie them? So she said, okay, I'll show them. So between my mother and my father, I learned how to tie a tie, my first tie. I was so happy. I couldn't believe it. And both my parents went together, worked together to get my tie tied and get me knowledgeable about how to tie a tie. In retrospect, back in that time frame, that is very unusual. It's extremely unusual. Usually, yeah, a little girl who wants to wear a tie would be looked at like, you're strange, and no. Get away from me. And no, you can't have a tie. And no, I'm not going to teach you how to tie it, yeah? So fast forward, I wore them around the house, and he gave me a couple of old ties that he didn't care about me wrinkling up and things like that. And I loved my tie. Sometimes I would tie it without a shirt and just feel the tie around my neck. And sometimes I would tie it with a shirt on and look in the mirror and admire myself, and I really liked being able to tie a tie and wearing a tie. And that was my butchness. That goes straight to the core of my butch, wearing ties. So here we are, a few decades ahead, and I'm in high school. Totally have forgotten about the ties because, you know, you move on. And some little guy across the street was graduating from high school, and he didn't know how to tie a tie. And his mother didn't know how to tie a tie. And his mother came, it was right across the street as a neighbor, knocked on the door and asked my mother if she knew anyone who knew how to tie a tie. Can you believe that? And I'm in high school now. And she said, actually, yeah. She didn't say she knew how to tie a tie, but she said, Deborah, come. You're needed. And I went and tied his tie so he could go get his high school diploma. All those years when I was begging and enjoying my tie, and I'd kind of thrown them across, and I was done for the moment with ties because I had to, for other reasons, had nothing to do with my father or anybody other than society. I had to kind of squash being attracted to females and being butch on top of that, even though I was brought up being able to accept that part of myself, but not in society for the most part. So there I was, and you know, they were so appreciative because it was embarrassing. it was embarrassing that he didn't know how to tie a tie, and it was embarrassing that he wasn't used to. I wasn't, you know, embarrassed for them, but that's what was going on. That's, I know, because I was there, and they were very appreciative, but also quite embarrassed. And she said, maybe you can teach him how to tie a tie. And I said, yeah, sure, I can if he wants, you know, and I could do that. But I don't think I don't remember him ever asking, and I wasn't, you know, going to go that far out. So I am sharing my story about how I learned how to tie a tie, not a bow tie. I still don't know how to tie a bow tie, but I do know how to tie a regular tie. I call it a regular tie. And I have known ever since I had to be 8, 9 years old, somewhere in there. After I stopped standing in my dad's shoes, because that's what I wanted to do, and they were heavy, and I couldn't lift my feet. You know, that's another story that's on our page. Then I started exploring with his ties and belts. They were too big, but belts and shirts. And I really just relished the fact that these clothes are cool, and they smelled like him. He used not a lot of aftershave, but he used some. He used some. So that's my contribution to the new series that I'm starting with this airing, and that's sharing stories. Sharing stories. I might tweak the time, the word, not the title a little bit, but it's sharing stories. It's part of the sharing our stories workshop that I have, and meetings that I offer for people. This is the internet version of it, and I hope to hear from you. I want to know what you think of it. And it's a quick little thing. You can listen to it when you're on your way home from work. Just pop it in, listen, illusionofdifference.com, and pull it up, and it'll be there waiting for you to kind of hopefully get a little laugh and have a good day going to work or coming back. So that's all I have for you today. Till next time.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alonda Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.